The museum you are approaching keeps more than any other place in France the remembrance of the French School of Dermatology. Remember that the meetings of the French Society of Dermatology were held in this place from its foundation in 1889 until the beginning of the 1980s. French and foreign masters of dermatology gave life to this place. Their lively debates echoed in the room. Moreover, remember that the museum is also devoted to the memory of the patients who agreed to the exhibition of their disfigured appearances for the enrichment of dermatological knowledge. Architecturally speaking, the museum is a typical example of the 19th century museum, mixing glass, wood, and steel. The window cases surrounding the central part were used as meeting and teaching rooms. The glass roof previously lit the museum. After several decades of international leadership, the French School of Dermatology partly lost its influence to the German-speaking schools, mainly Vienna, headed by Ferdinand von Hebra and his son-in-law, Moritz Capossi. In fact, the Wax Museum and the library were regarded as one of the visible elements helping to restore the French influence. Alphonse de Vergy and Charles Lallet, heads at Saint-Louis, Armand Husson, director of the Assistance Publique, and Jules Baratta were the main workers of the creation of the museum. When retiring in 1866, de Vergy gave the hospital administration the watercolors he had ordered at his own expenses. Look up in the museum and you will see de Vergy's collection hung with other watercolors procured by Bazin and Gazanov. Husson, congratulating de Vergy, provided the collection with the facilities indispensable for a proper exhibition. The first museum was actually located in a very small room that no longer exists. It opened on April 25, 1867. Besides the watercolors, the museum exhibited several wax moulages made by Baratta. A craftsman specializing in the production of artificial fruits, Baratta was discovered in 1863 by Lallet, who was looking for an artist talented enough to depict skin diseases. Baratta accepted Lallet's offer and set up a workshop in Saint-Louis where he improved the moulage technique. By following Lallet as he made rounds in Saint-Louis, Baratta obtained an introduction to dermatology. He produced his first moulage in 1867, which is still in relatively good condition. Proceed to window case 34. This is the face of a woman afflicted with cutaneous lupus erythematosus. The moulage, relatively clean by comparison with its dusty neighbors, was recently restored. This patient, treated by Lallet, remained in Saint-Louis from April 1867 until April 1868. The collection grew rapidly. Fournier, previously the head at L'Hôpital Lorcine, a hospital for syphilitic women, was appointed to Saint-Louis in 1876 and brought his wax moulages a collection. In 1878, Lallet proposed that a room of his department be transformed for a better exhibition of the collection. The second museum was located in the Pavilion Bazin, today the Skin Research Institute. The vividness of the wax pieces inspired the dermatologists to make more and more moulages. The creation of a proper museum was then regarded as a necessity. At this stage, the intervention of Désiré Bourneville was decisive. Dermatologists know Bourneville as the describer of tuberous sclerosis. He was also a physician of the insane and much involved in politics. Bourneville was the promoter of a new educational system in medicine. As a Paris city councillor, he considered that the Assistance Publique, placed under the authority of the city of Paris, could teach medicine without the faculty of medicine that he regarded as almost useless. He proposed the creation of a city school of medicine that could use all the medical and surgical departments, libraries, and museums of the Paris hospitals. In this context, the creation of the building that contained a museum, a library, and an outpatient clinic was considered as a true institute for the teaching of the skin diseases that could provide the students with all the facilities needed to study dermatology. The museum was officially inaugurated on August 5, 1889, the opening day of the World Congress. More than 2,300 moulages made by Baratta were exhibited, producing enthusiastic comments from the Congress attendees. When returning to their homes, several foreign dermatologists created wax museums and ordered Baratta moulages of skin diseases. Baratta, therefore, contributed to the enrichment of several collections abroad, notably in the United States and Germany, and improved his own circumstances. Imagine this humble craftsman who spent his life modeling skin diseases. Roger Millès, French writer at the close of the 19th century, gave some account of Beretta's workshop atmosphere. He writes, "Here we are in the artist's workshop. We now come upon a life, hidden from the miserable city, that is the most picturesque and artistic that one can dream of. From generous windows, light pours through glass panes. From the top of the walls hang sketches painted in oil, caricatures and bright studies of scenes from the quays of Paris and suburban places, studies with a nimble brush on a Sunday afternoon. There are busts and statuettes in terracotta on brackets and a piano loaded with knickknacks. Were it not for photographs of fatal monstrosities and the two benches in front of the windows, one would believe himself to be miles from a hospital workshop. Attired in an apron with a bib, with a piece of red ribbon in a buttonhole, the award of the Legion of Honor, he, Beretta, spends a good part of his days in his workshop. When he is alone, he works on pieces already started. Never is there any lack of work in his studio, and it is no simple task to find colors exact to everything that he has to reproduce. When a patient is brought to him, a different modus operandi is assumed, and again with warmth and good nature. Monsieur Beretta is an invaluable collaborator in scientific work. Without brusqueness, but with the tenderness of a mother and unfailing patience, he applies his preparations, and while the material is setting, he converses with the patient, interests himself in the condition, and effortlessly wins confidence by the sympathy he instills. The patient tends to be still because it takes a certain period of time for the material to harden. Monsieur Beretta shows him his paintings. All of the hangings are his. Then he seats himself at the piano and lulls his patient with some old melody. How did Beretta make the wax pieces? The answer to that question remains a mystery. Beretta, like his successors in Saint Louis and colleagues abroad, was silent about the procedures he employed. In fact, the material for Beretta's moulages consisted of a mixture of beeswax and a resin, probably gutta percha. He heated the casting material to a temperature of approximately 200 degrees Celsius before pouring it into the plaster cast. Some of the colors may have been incorporated into the mixture. The finest colored details were probably painted on the surface of the moulages. The technical processes used by Beretta seem to differ from his successors. You will notice many differences in comparing the moulages made by Beretta and those made by the moulagers who succeeded him in Saint Louis. The art of moulaging and modeling wax and medicine is fascinating. Should you wish to know more about this art, read Diseases in Wax, a scholarly book by Thomas Schnalke, essential to everyone interested in the history of the medical moulages. For the French-speaking readers, Artiste et Mortel by Michel Lemire is also an indispensable source. Since 1992, the moulage collection has been listed as an historical monument. Today, more than 4,800 moulages are exhibited and cataloged. The last one was made by the request of Professor Degos in 1958. Some of them are in bad condition, broken or cracked. Most of them are dirty. The ceiling is damaged, rainwater may fall into the museum, and the absence of air conditioning is deleterious for the conservation of the wax pieces. Quite recently, the French Society for the History of Dermatology has set up a special program sponsored by the French Society of Dermatology and the Ministry of Culture to clean and restore the moulages. Mr. Besnenu, professional restorer, has been appointed to manage the technical operations.